Hey, look who's here. It's time to talk television. It's a Friday.
It's our friend Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have one of those computers that all the kids are talking about, plug in TVShowPatrol.com and you'll find Kurt's website. It's great. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Hi.
Kurt, more news about Donald Trump appearing on television, this time in animated form, which is probably...
Isn't it already?
The best way to catch him, yeah.
Isn't he already in
I
animated
think he is
form?
It may not be much different, yes. Showtime has approved a half-hour comedy, animated comedy series produced by Stephen Colbert.
Surprise, surprise.
That, you know, is about a Donald Trump.
About the Donald Trump.
The Donald Trump.
Right?
Yeah.
So this joins the show that's called, is it called The President?
The President Show, I think.
The President Show. Yeah. That's it.
That's on Thursday nights.
Right.
That last night, I can't remember. Geez, it's some theater actor appeared for the first time as Scaramucci.
Oh, you know who it is? It's the guy who used to be on The View all the time. He's a stand-up comic. He's very funny.
Oh, he's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
Yeah. He might have done some Broadway.
Anyway, he was.
He played Scaramucci.
Yeah,
so funny. They are as up to date as can be because that's all happened this week.
Well, I have a friend who insist that that's better than any of the stuff that Colbert does on his show. The President Show on Comedy Central on Thursday nights is hilarious. But this sounds like, you know, it's sort of going to be a little bit like that. It's the true-ish adventures of Trump's confidants and bon vivants. Probably this fall, I think. I'm not sure.
It seems slightly tentative.
Yeah, I'm not sure when they are.
They should be starting it now.
Yeah, this fall. This fall.
Yeah.
This fall. This fall.
All right. We can wait, I guess, a couple of months.
Yeah. Well, they have to do the... animation.
Chris
while.
Pine, who is one of America's top movie stars, is also going to be a TV star at the same time.
Teaming
right?
up with Patty Jenkins, who directed the Wonder Woman movie, who he was also in.
Yeah.
He was also in.
I don't think he's that cute. Is there something wrong with me?
Why don't everybody finds him attractive?
I know.
Why don't you?
Kurt, you don't have to whisper.
I think he's
Kurt
really
two thumbs up.
I loved his character, but when I first saw him, I just saw Wonder Woman. When I first saw him on the screen, I'm like, this is what everybody's...
You've seen him in other stuff, though,
have
right?
Have you seen him in the Star Trek movies, the new Star Trek movies?
No.
He's the new Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
No. He grew on me, but I don't think he's like the best-looking guy in the whole wide world.
You know what you need to see him in? There's a movie, the name of it's escaping me, but he and his brother are bank robbers in Texas.
It was just done last year.
It's
just
really
done last
good.
Year, yeah.
Yeah, he's really, really good in that.
I fell in love with him in the movie because he seemed very sweet and... But, you know, isn't he like everyone's heartthrob now?
Yeah.
A lot of people's heartthrob.
Really?
Yeah. And his father, also famous.
Yeah. Did you see I put that
is
down?
Is he one of the Pine Brothers?
Fun fact.
He is.
From the cough drops?
He is
no,
Robert Pine.
The Smith Brothers.
Oh, but Pine. I thought they had Pine something cough drops.
Pine Sol.
No, no, no. They were soft and chewy.
Oh.
Like bark?
No, I'll look that up, but. Pine Brothers. There was a Pine
there
Brothers.
There was? Yes. Cough drops? Yeah.
Yeah. They were like gummy.
They're still out.
They were gummy cough drops.
Really?
Yeah.
$2.99 at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for defending me. I appreciate
Kevin
that.
Kevin just looked that up for that.
Who is his dad?
His dad is Robert Pine, who used to be on Chips.
He was the sergeant. He was the main sergeant
really?
On Chips.
That's his, oh, my
dad.
God. They sort of have the same eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. They have the exact same eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
And
okay.
His mother was Gwen Guilford, who played... His father's character's wife on Chips.
Right. How about that?
Wow, that's going really deep, you two.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. Well
all right,
Kurt.
I'm starting to like him. Again.
Anyway, this new show, he's going to be in a 6-episode TNT series that was greenlit straight to series called One Day She'll Darken, and it's based on the autobiography of Fauna Hodel, who was given away as a teenager. And when she went to search for her real family, she uncovered all the stuff that connected her back to the Hollywood gynecologist, Dr. George Hodel, who was involved in that whole Black Dahlia murder investigation in the 40s. So it's based on her autobiography.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And Chris Pine will play a reporter, paparazzo.
When is this out, Kurt?
Probably next year.
Do they still call...
TCA is happening right now, so they're making all these announcements this week.
All right. Do they still call... Like, for a while, if you had a show that ran 5 or 6 episodes, you'd call it a miniseries, but I hardly ever use that. They don't
really
use
do that
term
a lot
anymore.
Of times they say if it's... they say limited series.
Right.
I've when they
that.
Think it's not coming back, or they actually, at first they called the anthology series, which we get a lot of now, limited series.
Right.
Because I don't know if they were sure if it was coming back. But if they call something limited series, then they don't have to say they canceled it.
But they used to be so
proud. They can just say,
proud,
well, it was just a limited series.
Like when Roots was on, or Rich Man, Poor Man, they were very proud of that phrase, miniseries, because that meant, oh, this
right.
is going to be special.
Because even the Emmy category says limited series
yeah.
now.
Do you remember what the first miniseries was? I do. QB7 with Ben Gazzara.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't great. It was just okay.
Queen B7?
Queen's Bench, it oh. stood for. Yeah, very okay. oh, close, very close. You could have won a stuffed animal. You came so close. Bobby Cannavale is coming back to TV. That's a good actor.
I put that in there for Wendy.
That's a great actor.
I love him. Now, he's good looking.
He is handsome, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on...
Sex Appeal.
Vinyl.
Oh.
That's where you where you fell in love with him, on Vinyl. Yeah. What's he going to be doing on TV?
He has joined the cast of TBS's comedy Angie Tribeca for the fourth season, which will probably come out next year or this fall sometime. That's the comedy that sort of is in... It's a police comedy that's sort of in the ilk of the Airplane movies,
right.
you know, that...
Right.
You know, Don't Call Me Shirley, that kind of humor.
Yeah. And he plays who? Do we know yet?
I don't know. It didn't say. Right. I didn't see it, yeah.
Are you sold on this, if he's involved?
No, I'm over him.
You're already over him?
Yeah, because, I mean, when I watched him in Vinyl, I was in radio. This was about radio, so it really brought us together.
Oh.
And now I don't think it matters anymore.
Maybe he'll play a DJ.
I've moved on.
Maybe.
Well, that
Maybe.
Would work.
Years and years ago, they made a really awful movie called The Last Tycoon, and now it's going to be a TV show.
Started today. You can watch it today on Amazon.
Fairly decent cast, though, I have to say.
Yes, Kelsey Grammer's in it, and Matt Bomer.
Yeah.
Also another heartthrob
of
the TVs.
Yeah.
And this is based on the unfinished book by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
One of your favorite authors, Bill.
I love F. Scott Fitzgerald, but I watched the movie when it first came out, The Last Tycoon, and it just wasn't good. I mean, this is a whole new version
of
it.
Well, this is really fun to look at. It's set in 1930s Hollywood, and so everybody's, you know, the costumes and all that stuff are really amazing.
Yeah.
And the acting's good. The story's a little flat.
Yeah, the story's not very strong. I would pin it on the story.
I've only seen two episodes of.
And what do you think? Does it make you want to see more?
I'll probably watch more just because I love period pieces, you know, and I just like looking at all that cool old costume, you know, the costumes and all that kind of stuff. But
all right, a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here. We're talking television. If you have any questions or comments, easy to find us at 312-981-7200. You can call us there or text us there. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments about your favorite television shows or ones that you're just indifferent toward, give us a call at 312-981-7200. We'll be happy to field those calls and questions.
Should we take a couple of phone calls?
Oh, yeah.
I like when that happens. Patty's on the line. Hi, Patty.
Hi. I love the show Major Crimes. I think it's either on TNT or USA. I always record
TNT.
It, so I never know where it is. Yeah.
TNT.
Is it coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm not sure when,
what?
But yeah, it's coming back.
It was a pretty big hit for TNT, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it spun off of...
Crossing or something.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah.
So it'll be back.
It's very helpful.
Off, we don't know when, but in the future.
Yeah. They have not canceled it.
Yes. It'll be on.
There is hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks,
Patty.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Catherine's on the line. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, guys. I love your show. Especially
thanks,
on
Catherine.
Tuesdays when you do Tech Tuesday. I wish it was Tech Tuesday all day long, though.
Oh, thanks.
There's so much to learn, and you're so knowledgeable. But anyway.
You must be listening to somebody else.
No. It's you guys. You make it fun.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyway, I'm just wondering if the gentleman knows if Tyrant will be coming back, which is where it used to be on FX.
Well, the gentleman isn't here, but Kurt Wagner can probably help you with that.
Yeah.
Kurt, do you know if the
Tyrant has
be
been
back?
Canceled?
Oh, Kurt.
By FX.
Oh, that's insane.
And
okay.
I don't think anyone's picking it up. I'm pretty
sorry,
sure.
Sorry, Catherine, for the sad news.
Sorry.
Okay. I have Tech Tuesday to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
it's coming
you.
Up in a few days. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. And Kim Gordon from our newsroom has a question for Kurt Wagner.
I actually have two questions. First of all, when's The Crown coming back on Netflix? Do you know?
The season two, you mean?
Yeah, season two.
Probably next year.
Okay. So we have a wild wait.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching Red Oaks on Amazon Prime, which I love. Is that going to have another season?
What's Red Oaks? I've never heard of this.
Oh, it's hilarious.
We talked about it. It's set in
It's about a Jewish country club in the 80s and the people that work there.
Yeah.
And in season two, didn't they go to Europe or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Season two, they go to Europe.
Yeah.
I think it's coming back for...
I think it is, but probably next year also, because I think season two is this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So it'll be back. I can't say the name of this show, but it's Eugene Levy's show. You know what show I mean.
Eugene
Levy and Catherine O'Hara. The word creek is in there. Yeah. It's hysterically funny. And that's not over, is it? Will that be back? Do we know? Yeah.
I think it will be back.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope so.
There's another show like that that we probably can't say the name of. Did you see my list for next week?
Yes, I did.
We can say Swedish, but we can't say the rest, right?
Swedish Private Eyes.
Swedish Private Eyes.
It's another word for private eye.
Yeah.
A single word, four letters.
What's that? Dick Johnson's on the phone?
Is he? We can't put him through.
Right. Anyway, that looks kind of fun because there's some people in there, and now I'm not going to remember their names, but they're kind of funny, and it looks like it'll be fun. It's a Swedish DJ and an aging stuntman get together and decide to become private eyes in L.A.
That sounds like a good show.
And they're very Scaramucci-like in their language.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to throw something in. There's a show called Intervention that's been very popular on A&E, helping people who are addicts. And our own Tim Ryan, who's been on the show several times, they filmed kind of a reality hour special called Dope Man. And anyone who is struggling with heroin addiction or any kind of addiction or family members are, it's premiering the one-hour special of Dope Man Sunday night, 9 p.m. A&E.
That sounds good.
Or the 31st, whenever that is.
It's Monday.
Okay, yeah, Monday night, 9 p.m. A&E.
And Kurt, it's right after the season premiere of Intervention.
Yep.
Yeah. I know this is a question you get all day, every day, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why aren't there any television shows with Rob Lowe and his family solving bizarre mysteries?
Well...
Are you kidding? There's going to be a show
there
like this.
There is one.
Yeah, a what?
And it starts this Wednesday.
Yeah.
His real family?
Yeah, his real family.
His sons.
Who were so understanding during the Rob Lowe roast, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
Because there was a lot of ammo thrown at him, and they showed the family
the
table.
The family was there.
Yeah.
They had a good sense of humor about it all.
They were.
Because his kids are teens.
Yeah.
Teen and teens, yeah. I think, his sons. And what they do is he says he's always been fascinated by...
The paranormal.
Yeah, the paranormal and unsolved mysteries, you know, Bigfoot
Who isn't,
and things
though?
Like that. And so they're going to travel the country and try to figure out...
It's like Scooby-Doo with Rob
legends
Lowe.
I'm in.
Around the country, and they camp, and I saw some teasers for it, and you know, they're like using the night cameras and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
He's one of the most likable guys in Hollywood, isn't he?
I mean, and I think it seemed to show their relationship, how great their relationship is, too. Yeah.
All right.
So it sounds kind of fun.
I'm in, I think.
That sounds like a good time.
That's Wednesday night,
They have named a host for the MTV Awards, and that takes place on August 27th, and the host will be...
Katy Perry, singer.
Yeah,
Katy Perry.
Yeah, she's very popular, Kurt.
No,
good. She'll be great. I like her.
You mentioned TSA or TCA. What is that?
Television Critics Association. Oh, remember that one year you guys called me while I was out there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's happening now.
It's a preview of all the shows that'll be out over the next 6 months or
The networks like sort of bring out their stars and talk about different shows that are coming. So that's why this week you'll see a lot of, well, the next 2 weeks you'll see a lot of announcements about future shows, or that they've cast a show, or that they're going to do a show in 2019, you know, stuff like that.
Because the deals have been signed.
Because
so
the deals have been signed, right. And like yesterday, that Hulu superhero show, Future Man, which Josh Hutcherson is starring in.
From Walking Dead? Who's Josh Hutcherson?
He was in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh,
the short guy.
I know who
in the
he
Hunger
is.
Games
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you're thinking of Eugene.
Yeah.
Doesn't
they have a similar name?
Yeah. Yeah. His show is coming out on Hulu this fall, in November, I think, November 14th. And Seth Rogen is one of the executive producers.
Like Preacher.
Yeah, and they asked Seth Rogen, the journalist asked Seth Rogen, because the show is sort of an apocalyptic comedy, why apocalyptic shows about the apocalypse are so popular
right
now.
A lot of them lately.
And he says, his answer was probably because people feel like the world might end soon. And I just thought that was funny.
Did that get a laugh? Or
yeah,
did that
I'm
get,
sure it did.
Yeah, all right, good.
Josh McDermott, by the way, is who you're thinking of.
Yeah, not Josh Hutcherson.
But
yeah.
That's the show that Glenn Headley
slurring?
Was
yeah.
That's the show that Glenn Headley was in.
Oh, that's right.
So I they talked her. About her yesterday, too, and sort of paid tribute to her as well. Sad. She was playing very Josh Hutcherson's character.
Now he's slurring.
All right, Better Things with Pamela Adlon, who does the voice of... King of the Hill, is it Bobby Hill she does the voice of? Is Better Things coming back? I totally love that. And she's up for
An Emmy and
Grammy.
An Emmy and Grammy. I think she might be up for some writing.
She doesn't
stuff
have a grandchild.
Too.
What about Tales from the Crypt? We got some sad news about Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard this, but
prepare for sad news, Wendy.
They talked about TCA, Kevin Riley, the president of TNT, talked about this. And apparently, you know, remember after the TCA I went to, which was three TCAs ago now, they had announced that this was coming to TNT.
Right.
And I think we talked about it, and nothing has happened. And it just sort
in
of disappeared.
Years.
They were going to bring back Tales of the Crypt from the Crypt.
And M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong was going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
Kevin Riley yesterday said, well... We didn't think there were any rights issues involved in Tales from the Crypt. And apparently there were, and they were like the most Byzantine, hard to get through. So his lawyer, he says the lawyers have been really spent like a year
because Tales
going
from the Crypt
this.
Started as a comic book.
Well, it was
in
a
the
comic
40s.
Book which was sold to some producer, then was sold to somebody else, then was
right.
sold to somebody else. So they had
you know
to
who had
go
it
through
was
all these different...
George Romero, the guy who died last week from Night of the Living Dead. It was his property for a long time.
Well, and so they didn't realize that, which seems a little odd. But it wasn't until they announced it that somebody said, "You can pay me for it because
right.
I own it."
Oh, wow.
I have a selfish question because I am very hip with what I watch now because it's the same shows that Kevin, our producer, watches and my teenage boys.
Oh.
Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule features John C. Reilly, and it's so silly. I've
it's
heard that it has been canceled.
Is that Adult Swim?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
A spinoff from Tim and Eric?
Yeah.
I don't know what's
sad.
Wrong with me. I this is what
you
I
don't
watch.
Think you're the target audience for
no,
that show?
No, but the Steve Brule show is
it
just...
Could, I don't know.
Oh,
I hadn't
okay.
heard, but it could have been canceled.
I've been
yes.
informed it's been canceled, and I don't... I kind of... It's so uncomfortable to watch, but I can't stop watching it. John C. Reilly, big fan of his.
Wendy has so little to look forward to. Can't we just give her this, Kurt? Please.
Well,
please.
I thought she'd
know.
Be happy about the Bobby Cannavale news.
She didn't seem that happy.
She didn't seem that
we
happy.
We were all shocked by that.
No, I'm loving Preacher. That is honestly just one of the best shows on television right now. Walking Dead doesn't come back till October. However, it has been delayed because of
the
stuntman who died.
Fell and, off of a platform, right?
Well, yeah. It's like they had practiced this, from what I read, several times. He missed the padding that he was supposed to land on.
Yeah.
There was a part where he was hanging on at one point. That doesn't look like the stunt was done properly. So they're obviously investigating that, and they halted production. So is that going to delay
I
the
thought
start?
I thought there was some kind of something fell through or something. But
yeah, it's really kind of mysterious.
It's still scheduled for the last week in October. I just saw an ad yesterday that says... And this is a great week because you have the premiere of the second season of Stranger Things and the new Walking Dead within a couple days of each other.
Well, the producers canceled their TCA panel to go to his funeral.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
That is
which
sad.
Which I think was is this weekend.
Yeah. That's Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com.
Oh, and yes. August begins Tuesday, so I will have the August premieres list up this afternoon.
Excellent. That's
TVShowPatrol.com?
Yep. That's where you find it. Cool. Thank you, Kurt. We'll take a quick break. We've got news next and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.